To SER wishes to acknowledge the custodians of the land from which we broadcast, the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation and the Wadumatagal clan of the Darug Nation, and their elders past, present and emerging. We acknowledge and respect their continuing culture and the contribution they make to the life of this city and this region.
Hello and welcome, dear listeners, to the Super Happy Fun Time Out on 2SER 107.3 FM with your humble hosts, Ben and Eddie. Yutz, I've got a new apartment, baby. The interior color is red, and my only friend is my stereo receiver, playing my favorite song all night long. Give it up one time for the Super Happy Fun Time Hour. Peace.
All right, I'ma do this. Yes, you're listening to the Super Happy Fun Time Hour on 2SER 107.3 FM. Starting us off there this morning, Prince with Take Me With You. Hi, my name is DJ Uncle Bang Bang. Joining me, as always, my good friend Eddie Yartee. How you doing, Eddie?
Thanks very much for having me here on the show once again, Bang. It's great to be here with you. And thanks very much to the previous program on 2SERFM, The Fourth Estate, for their analysis on the state of the media. I shudder to think, Bang, about the inevitable time to come when their critical lens falls close to home on our very program and gives us the shellacking we so rightly deserve.
Yes, I welcome it. It's inevitable. I'm sort of hoping maybe one day we might even be able to lift the profile to the point where we're on Media Watch.
Well, that would be something.
Let's see if we can do that. It might be a good time to make the disclaimer that none of the information on our program has been fact-checked, and that's something we pride ourselves on. Spontaneity, fly by the seat of your pants radio, where anything could happen, and it probably will. Very reminiscent of the latter stages of Hey Hey It's Saturday. I think loose and wild and free, and then they got terribly racist. So that doesn't happen to us
in more than one way. That reminds me to something I wanted to mention to you. I saw a duck the other day.
You didn't?
I did. I saw a duck. I got so excited. You know how much I like ducks.
I know that it would have been, there would have been a banner day for you. Would have been one, hopefully, I, with any luck, you would have taken a photo of it, posted it on social media, and in years to come, it'll remind you about what you did on this day. And you'd be like, oh, yeah, that was the day I saw that duck.
I took a photo and I shared it, and I put the caption, check out this duck. And heaps of people liked it, 12 at least, maybe 13.
Well, it's savvy marketing like that that's going to get people rushing towards your duck photos.
It's something I'm hoping to bring to the Super Happy Fun Time Hour. I'm going to start some official social media channels, and we'll be able to communicate.
What's
all
the
kinds
hashtag
of great
again?
Stuff
check
like
out
that.
This duck.
Yeah, check out this duck. Hashtag check out this duck. On the Super Happy Fun Time Hour.
So bring your bucket and your mop. This is Super Happy Fun Time Hour on 2SER. What's the next song we're going to listen to, Eddie?
We listen to William Onyebor with Atomic Bomb. On the Super Happy Fun Time Hour, we've got the World Cabbage Update coming up soon. You don't want to miss that.
Cabbages.
Update. This is your host Barbagello Ronson. Welcome back to a very special episode of World Cabbage Update. And what the significance of this episode is, I'm sitting in a car. You can hear it going. It's a very special car. Ladies and gentlemen, introducing to the world the green weaponized cabbage car. I like to call it the Barbagello Ronson Cabbage Car Special. It is a weaponized car. It's got firework launchers. It's got a 5-litre engine with a supercharger. It's got armour. It's green. It's lime green. And as you can hear, it also runs very, very well. Runs really well. Now, I've been working on this car with my mechanical advisor, Vincent Van Martens. Vincent's also a very talented artist, but he has been working with me on this car, trying to make my dreams come true. I said I wanted a weaponized cabbage car with firework launchers and defense radar, invisible shields, and I wanted to have a special supercharger. And he said, that's great, we can do it. we went and found an old Nissan Cedric, and we've just added tail fins and spoilers. We've jacked it down with the ride height down. We've added gigantic drag racing wheels, and we've just made it into the ultimate weaponized vehicle. Basically, the idea is, if anyone insults your Cabbage broadcast or says something bad about Cabbage, you get in your Cabbage car and you just go out driving to their place, you fire off some fireworks from the firework launcher, and you've got a megaphone on the top. You just say, hands off, you know, be a bit more constructive next time. So we're offering, eventually these will go on sale. Is that right? When do you think we'll have them on sale, Vincent? We'll talk about that later, we reckon. So, but we will, I reckon, $80,000, obviously in cash. So next week we'll figure out if you probably had to do a handoff for Tweed Heads. Usually that's what we do in the early hours of the morning. But this is great. As you can hear, it sounds sweet. It sounds great. Can go, I hope, you reckon 200 mile per hour?
Yeah, give it a take.
And they reckon it's that good. So now it's got a rocket boost engine. We haven't got that working yet, do we? But I reckon this is going to be really good. Now let's see if we can. No, I don't want to press that yet. I shouldn't have done that, should I? Sorry. All right, well, anyway, thank you. This is welcome. I hope you will consider our weaponized cabbage car. It's lime green, did I say that? Just listen back to the tape.
Yeah.
All right. I think that went well. Actually, I won't press that again, sorry.
Tell me that you love me, yeah. me that you like it, yeah.
You're listening to the Super Happy Funtime Hour, of course, on 2SER FM, your favorite radio station. We just heard a track by Rufus and Chaka Khan. That was Tell Me Something Good, following on from the World Cabbage Update, and William on your ball with Atomic Bomb, bringing you all the big tracks here. Bang!
Shout-outs to Barbagello Ronson for the World Cabbage Update. That cabbage mobile that he's got happening there sounds like a real winner. And we're starting to look at some of the winners and losers of COVID-19 as the short-term economic effects become apparent. On the program last week, we of course, paid special mention to one of the few groups who have managed to turn this disaster around, make things work in their favour. Big shout-out to tech billionaires, come on, guys, who through sheer hard work and determination have been able to greatly increase their profits. And that's in the realm of billions we're talking, more billions more dollars, proving that the hard work ethic has got them to the point of hoarding wealth like a fictional dragon sleeping on their gold has indeed paid them literal dividends.
This week, though, Bang, we've got some less than happy news. As one of the big four, I'm talking about the banks, not the very popular caravan parks. One of the big four are starting to really feel the pinch, the Commonwealth Bank. Our favourite bank, which used to make money for the Commonwealth before its inevitable privatisation, has seen its profits drop a staggering 11% to only $17.3 billion this year. Oof. It's not good. As much as anyone else, I can totally feel sympathy for the banks.
I know, you're right, mate. They show us nothing but love all year round, and this is how the universe repays them. It's devastating to think about all those wealthy shareholders missing out on those sweet dividends this year. Many of the extremely rich shareholders were already doing it tough, being much busier than usual on account of the insane profits they're making from capitalizing on the coronavirus. Everyone deserves a weekend.
Think for a moment, though, Bang, if you will, about a what-if type scenario. You remember the what-if scenarios from the comics?
I remember the what-ifs, mate.
What if the Australian people still owned the Commonwealth Bank? And if that was the case, imagine what this great government we've got could do with that $17.6 billion. They're good with money. They're economic experts.
They're the smartest guys in the room. For starters, I reckon you could buy a boatload of Captain Cook statues. I don't know whether it'd work out, too. I don't know how much a Captain Cook statue is. I think it's about $10,000, something about $100,000 probably, if you want a real good one.
If you want a nice one, yeah.
I'm sure you can get a good enough. You can get one for every children's playground in the country. And imagine the sort of goodwill that it'd fire up and engender in the Australian people.
I just can't see that going wrong at all. Everyone would love that. That's the kind of thing our government should be spending their money on, according to our government. Another thing that they're fond of doing and that I think they could do on this occasion is give it all to Rupert Murdoch. You could call it a grant, something like that. You can be sure he's only going to do good things with the money, any money you give him, that Rupe dog. He's a stand-up guy.
Yeah, I think he did get some money from the government for his TV shows on Sky News. So maybe he could add some CGI into those with all
that
extra loot.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, just the important thing is just as long as they're splashing out on the safe seats and the swing seats of new public gyms, entertainment centres, airports, all that stuff you can sell again soon for much less than what you paid to build it, so you don't have to deal with it anymore. It's all smart thinking, mate.
They're a smart government. Another thing they could do and they like to do is they could set up a fund, something like the Future Economy Special Task Assessment Force, get a bunch of their mates on the board, and this is a way that they can pay something back to the community by, you know, giving their mates a whole bunch of money, who will probably spend some money in the community, probably not our community. It'll probably trickle back to a country like, I don't know, Switzerland or somewhere like that, but still, it's the thought that counts, and it's putting money back into the community some way. And I think that's what would be most important.
That is what's important. I bank with the Commonwealth, just quietly. I don't know if that's an endorsement for their business or whether it's an absolute criticism that I've banked with them. I've banked with them since Return of the Jedi, because I remember when Return of the Jedi came out, they got a Return of the Jedi passbook happening.
It was
just the same as any other bank account, except it had R2-D2 and C-3PO on it, which was acceptable when you were like 8 or 9 to have that on your passbook. If you open up your Velcro wallet these days and you had your credit card with R2 and 3P on it, it might not look so good if you're on like the dating scene or something like that. but still, that's neither here nor there. Certainly doesn't matter for all those rich people. Man, what's the next jam?
The next jam we're going to hear, Bang, is by Living Colour. It's a classic. You picked this. I'm not going to pretend I picked this track. You picked this track. It's called Cult of Personality. I'm so glad you did.
Yeah, I asked you if you were into it. You're like,
hell yeah, I'm down with it. I just didn't want to take all your credit.
That's all right, man. You're a bank I can trust. Sports report with Ben Doran coming up soon.
And during the few moments that we have left, we want to talk right down to earth in a language that everybody here can easily understand.
Yeah.
and now on the Super Happy Fun Time Hour on 2SER 107.3 FM. It is time for the sports report with Ben Doran.
In sport, as it is in life, I'm getting too old for this shit. Unsurprisingly, unrequited Irish fop and notorious bedwetter W.B. Yeats had something to say on the topic. When you are old and grey and full of sleep and nodding by the fire, take down this book and slowly read and dream of the soft look your eyes had once and of their shadows deep. How many loved your moments of glad grace and loved your beauty with love false or true, but one man loved the pilgrim soul in you and loved the sorrows of your changing face. And bending down beside the glowing bars, murmur a little sadly how love fled and paced upon the mountains overhead and hid his face amid a crowd of stars. Lo and behold, Yeats held the record as the world's oldest virgin until the dying days of the second millennia, when LA basketball legend and noted stoic AC Green finally rounded third base with Laker girl Ayesha in the Staples Center car park after their Game 6 victory over the Indiana Pacers. Green's career faltered from that day forth, traded the following year to the Miami Heat, with former coach and noted mystic Phil Jackson offering the cryptic comment, "The ceremony of innocence is drowned. The best lack all conviction, while the worst are full of passionate intensity."
Listening to your favorite radio show, the Super Happy Fun Time Hour, on your favorite radio station, to SERFM in your favourite city, Sydney, or maybe somewhere else in the world via the wonders of the internet and 2SER.com, and it's the online portal for which you can hear our voices anywhere in the world. What a service. What a world. We just heard
Therefore
the Pixies.
You now.
We just heard the Pixies with Gigantic from their 1988 album Surfer Rosa, following on from the Sports Report with Ben Doran and Living Colour with Cult of Personality.
Another eye-opening sports report. Thanks so much, Ben, for your continued contribution to the program. That's Ben Doran, Order of Australia Medal. Hungry Jacks have got... I guess we should preface any discussion we have about a major multinational conglomerate.
They've been coming up a bit lately.
Let people know. Yeah. It's sort of like it's community radio. We're in no way endorsing these products. Most of the time, if we're sort of mentioning a product, that's basically detracting from it just by association alone. not a sponsor of the show. I'm a fan of their work, though. Their commitment to domestic basketball competition sponsorships and the fact that sort of like Sunday decades ago, or at some time decades ago, a whole bunch of people were sitting around the marketing office and working out what their burger chain competitor for McDonald's is going to be called, and someone came up with the name Hungry Jack's and everyone else agreed on it because damn, that's a weird name for your business, right?
Real weird.
Hungry Jack's. Yeah, it's like my Jack is hungry. I'm going to get some burgers. That's a weird name. But they've let me down a little bit this week. They've got released a new burger. It's called the Big Jack Burger. And this is the ingredients that's on the Big Jack. Two flame grilled, 100% Aussie beef patties topped with melted cheese, special sauce. That's special sauce. Lettuce, pickles, onions on a toasted sesame seed bun. Now,
sounds
the
familiar,
recipe.
Bang. Sounds familiar. I've heard that somewhere.
I thought you might have picked up on that. This is sort of like you're a person who enjoys
what are you trying to say?
I'm just trying to say I live vicariously through you because I'm a dirty rotten vegetarian, and I want you to tell me about what eating these burgers is like. I know that's weird. Tell me anyway.
Look, I haven't actually tried the Hungry Jack's new Big Jack burger yet, but I've got to tell you,
the Big Jack.
The last thing I think of when I go into Hungry Jack's is, I wish they sold a Big Mac in here. It's crazy talk.
It is crazy talk. And you've got to do what you got to do in these crazy days. But doesn't that sort of seem to you like they've given up? They've been like, well, you know what? None of the burgers we're making are any good, so we're going to copy your burger. It smacks to me that they've just... It's just given up. There's no gas in the tank. I don't want a Pepsi that's trying to be like a Coke.
No way.
A Pepsi that's trying to be like a Pepsi. I wouldn't drink either of them. But I want them to be who they are. Nobody can be you but you. And you shouldn't try to be someone else. And I know you're just an inanimate burger. And you did used to be a cow. But I just want you to know you don't have to do what society wants you to be. You should be happy to be who you are.
It's good advice, Bang, and burgers around the world should take note and, take it to heart, the special advice.
Burgers around the world, you've got 2SER, thanks to the 2SER app. It's now available in the App Store.
I've got some other disturbing news from the fast food world, Bang, that you might
not
be aware
of. The world of fast food, it continues.
I don't know if I'd even go so far as to call this. This could be a conspiracy. I'm not sure why this is happening. I'm not sure what the reasoning behind it is. But it's some pretty crazy news. I didn't realise that in New South Wales and Victoria, hot and spicy chicken is only available at certain times of the year. Whereas in Queensland, Bang, it's available all year round.
What?
I think this is only for when you're ordering chicken by the value pack or by the bucket. The Zinger box, I believe, is available all year round. But still.
Bucket.
Why the disparity? Why do you think the Colonel must continue to taunt the flames of interstate rivalry with this bizarre decision to only sell the superior hot and spicy chicken at some times of the year for us southern states?
Oh, I'm lost for words. Why would he even do such a thing? Doesn't hot and spicy taste terrible?
Well, maybe. But that's hardly the point, is it? Don't you think entitled to that terrible chicken all year round?
I guess it's not the point. I just sort of thought, oh.
One thing I wanted to, before we move on from this, I'd just like to put out a very, a very genuine call out for anybody who has any information on the reason for why New South Wales and Victoria don't have access to the hot and spicy. Maybe you're an insider. Maybe you work at KFC. You might know something. Maybe you're in the marketing team. Maybe you're just on the counter and they know, and you know something we don't.
We will respect your anonymity if you get in touch.
Absolutely. You can, if you're comfortable sending us an email, you can send the email to our email address. It's very easy to remember. superhappyfuntimehourradio@gmail.com. superhappyfuntimehourradio@gmail.com. Yep, that's it.
It's easy to remember.
And we'll get straight onto that. And it'd be great to get to the bottom of this thing.
Yeah. Let's solve this together. And you be you.
Yeah, you be you. If you don't feel like you got to dress up like the burger next door, don't dress yourself up in special sauce and
Be your own burger.
You're a Whopper. You're great. Whopper with cheese.
No, you're a Whopper. Hmm. Yeah, bring the bucket and the mop for the Whopper. Slaford Mods with McFlurry now on the Super Happy Funtime Hour.
Music for the masses. I'm high class, dear mate. In between the tashes and splash out on shit. I better get a penny farthing and Marvelous Marvin. Slam dunk with a concrete record deal. It's bound to sink under the blue rule where the cuts make people stink. You smell. People look like emails. White smiles, shut down shops, couldn't walk the paper trails. And in-house fighting gets the Tom, Dick and Harry smiling. Boris Johnson and the cheeky girls shut down the underground. So it's back to orgies on the buses. Drop us a fiver, mate, no worries. £1.29 on Shag All. McFlurries. 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 I'm gonna wee in a basin, unleash an horrible looking vampire like James Mason. Clip the ticket, the clip it, tick, tick. Now let me through the fucking gate, you boring tit. What's wrong with this? It's all too much. Wobble, wobble, wobble. Get out of it, wobble, wobble, wobble. I get out of it, wobble, wobble, wobble. I get out of it, McFlurry. 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 McFlurry.
I can't get me a little bit, but this was Uranius.
It's a whole mixed bag of goodies today.
Pretty sexy too. I hope you enjoy.
2SER 107.3.
Fun Time Hour on 2SER 107.3. That's Primitive Motion there with Golden Light Clinic. Primitive Motion, a Brizzy band. That's a song. That song was ethereal, was otherworldly. It was beautiful in ways that I can't possibly describe. And it's hard to believe it's the sort of thing that's fueled by hot and spicy chicken.
Exactly.
Before that was Slaford Mods with McFlurry, which was very obviously fueled by McFlurries. That's about it for this week on the Super Happy Fun Time Hour. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for your patronage of 2SER 107.3, a wonderful radio station. Keep it locked on 2SER. What's coming up next as we hit midday here on the station, Eddie Yutz?
The next program, of course, is Psychedelic Sunday. King OPP and DJ Soup running through their 45 collection. Playing some classics, playing some stuff you never heard before. This is an amazing show. We talk it up every week because it's amazing. There's so much stuff on here, and there's a brand new show on tonight, Bang. Did you know about this?
No, what's the new show?
It's a brand new show. It's called Australian Music is Bloody Great. It's hosted every week by different people from Australian bands and stuff, but it's good bands, Bang. It's not like my band. It's like bands that people know and care about, like Sampa the Great hosts one, and the Hoodoo Gurus hosts one. It's amazing stuff.
While we're on public record, I'd just like to point out that I like your bands.
Thanks, mate. And that's on tonight at 7 p.m.
Up next, what's the song to take us out, Idiots?
This is one of the last bands that I was lucky enough to get to see live before this whole lockdown, Bang. I'd never seen her before, always wanted to. The Magnificent Stereo Lab and the set track Low Boop Oscillator on 2SER FM. Super Happy Fun Time Hour. It's a pleasure to be here with you, Bang. It's a privilege to be on the airwaves on 2SER. I hope we're back next week.
I hope so too. We did say a lot of stuff this week. Could be in a lot of trouble.
Could be in some trouble.
Super Happy Fun Time.
La lune est libre, je crois, qui rayonne au-dessus. Rayonne au-dessus des toits. La lune est libre.